Today is day two of the Findlay Community Center's transition to a homeless encampment. We're joined now by Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So over at Findlay, we are 24 hours in. How are things working out?
So far, so good. Every report I'm hearing, we have 12 individuals out there right now and approximately 17 more planning to move in today.
Is that growth rate what you were expecting? Just about a dozen a day kind of thing?
Well, let me just explain the process that our outreach workers are doing. So they've been going out in the field since last week to the areas where the safe distancing is not being practiced, mm-hmm. You know, specifically out at Doyle Park and underneath 101 from pretty much Prince Memorial Greenway to college. So our outreach workers have been contacting individuals to letting them know of this Findlay site. And it looks like many of the folks are taking up our offer of assistance.
Why was it the Findlay Community Center that was decided on?
So a long time ago, staff had been asked by council to research potential safe parking locations throughout the city. Mm-hmm. And then as this health emergency exacerbated, staff was researching what is the most efficient and effective way to put this type of site into place. They then brought it to myself and Councilmember Dick Dowd, and we heard all the reasons for the selection of this site, and we agreed with them. We needed to move. There's a sense of urgency here, and we selected the Findlay site for the very reason.
Now, remind us, how much time passed between the selection of the Findlay site and yesterday? When the site was open?
I'm guessing 3 to 4 weeks or so.
Okay.
So staff had been doing a lot of different research, and then they looped into our housing and homelessness task force. We have four different COVID-19 recovery task forces. So once they had enough information, they provided it to our task force, and we made that recommendation.
In your experience, what has been the biggest challenge in converting the Findlay Community Center?
Well, the main thing, I mean, we've never done this before because it is not a sanctioned encampment. It's a safe social distancing. The only reason we're doing this is in response to our health emergency. So this is new ground. So I think the staff has done a wonderful job following the CDC guidelines for practicing safe social distancing and getting resources to those folks. But it's new. There's nowhere else in the city or actually in the state of California have I seen where a similar facility like this has been set up. So we're breaking new ground here. But the key thing that is very important is that we have 24/7 security. It's going to be actively managed. And our police department, a lot of folks have talked about security. So the police department has had a voice in the design of this program, and they're committed to making sure that this is a safe and successful site.
Do you have any resistance within the homeless community as you kind of, you know, tell them about the services you're offering over the Findlay Community Center? Are people hesitant to go along with the plan?
Well, I wouldn't say hesitant, just dealing with this population. We can't force anyone to move to any of these locations.
Yeah, sure.
So what we try to do is build that relationship. And that's the key thing that I think some people miss is that our outreach workers that we contract with Catholic Charities, they develop relationships with these folks who are experiencing homelessness and try to encourage them how this is a path forward for ultimately getting housed. Because that's my hope is that this is another step to actually getting people housed in our community.
We're speaking with Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm right here on KSRO about the Findlay Community Center's transition to a homeless encampment. What is max capacity there, and do you expect to fill it up?
So there's 70 tents there. It might be, I think I read in the paper, it might be 68 tents, but for purpose of discussion, let's say there's 70 tents there. I absolutely expect and anticipate all 70 tents will be filled. Because they are for either one person or two people, you know, we have a capacity of 140. I'm just pretty much confident that all 70 tents will be occupied.
Switching gears here a little bit before we let you go, Mayor Schwedhelm, PG&E claimed they received overwhelming support for their $13.5 billion settlement plan for some 70,000 wildfire victims all around Northern California. What are your thoughts on the journey so far with the settlement with PG&E?
I'm glad that it's moving forward and that it's not stuck in some bureaucracy or court sessions. The city of Santa Rosa, you know, has its own lawsuit with PG&E, and we're progressing through the bankruptcy court with that, and we're hoping to get a final determination end of May, early June.
All right. He is Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Mayor, we thank you so much for your time this morning. Be well, be safe.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a great day.
And just to add there a little bit, case numbers for Sonoma County is 4 new total to the tally. The overall number is 391, and more than half have recovered. The death toll is 4.